taking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too. Starting now, here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. I've had a magnificent week, as I'm sure you've heard. Today is a rather special day because we have with us a rather special lady from Delaware, and her name is Kishma George. Kishma, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you so much for having me, Doctor. I'm just so excited to be here today. Thank you so much.
Oh, Kishma, the greater pleasure is mine. I am super excited, as you would say.
Super excited.
That's right. Now, the title of today's episode is Vessels of Compassion. And as we go on into the program, you will quite understand why that is the title of today's episode. Now, let's talk about compassion for just a minute. Compassion is one of the purest forms of the expression of love. Compassion is a commonly used word, and most people are understandably inclined to equate it with kindness. However, the scope of its meaning and application goes far beyond mere kindness. Its expression is a veritable reflection of the potential bigness of the human heart, and it involves the willingness to do four things. One, put yourself in someone else's shoes. Two, take the focus of yourself. Three, imagine what it's like to be in someone else's predicament. And four, feel love for that person. Now, compassion is a profoundly silent and tender feeling which manifests as a constantly self-relinquishing demeanor. It elevates one above a self-centered existence, enabling one to reside in the hearts of others and to think and feel with them. Human agony demands tenderness and help. Compassion feels that agony and goes ahead to alleviate it. Today's episode showcases a woman in a classic setting of compassion, and her name is Dr. Kishma George. Kishma, once again, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm just super excited again. Thank you so very much. I'm very honored to be on your show.
Good. Now, let me tell the listeners a little bit about you. Now, Dr. Kishma George is an inspirational speaker, mentor, playwright, producer, and author. Through the Women Destined for Greatness Mentoring Program, where she is director, her mission is to inspire people to fulfill their God-given purpose. She is also the president and chief executive officer of KISH Home Incorporated, which was founded out of a desire to make an impact in the lives of girls and women in Delaware, as well as those young women who are presently in or have aged out of the foster care system. Dr. George is also visionary and editor-in-chief of the KISH magazine, a monthly live business and community publication that is produced online and in print. Kishma,
yes.
What is your life's purpose, and why are you so passionate about it through what you do?
Well, my life purpose is to be able to share the word of God with everyone that I meet, and to be able to make sure that they live their purpose and they fulfill their God-given dreams. That is my purpose, and that is my passion. I love to inspire people. I love to motivate people. I like to let them know that God have a purpose and a plan for their life, that no matter what your circumstances may be, God will use you in a great capacity if you let Him, and God will use you for His kingdom for such a time as this, no matter what you've been through in your life.
Yeah, well, that's great. The only area I'd like to clarify is this.
Yes.
Now, the platform on which you operate is obviously the spiritual. Am I right?
Say that again, doctor, please. Repeat that.
Yeah. The platform on which you operate in your teaching and empowerment is spiritual. Is this true?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Yes, it is.
Now, do I assume, and the listeners assume, that most of the people that you speak with are people who are fundamentally believers, at least along Christian scriptural lines?
When I actually go out and I speak to people, it doesn't matter what race, it doesn't matter what nationality, it doesn't matter what religion, I just, you know, share the word of God with whoever that God actually have me and expose me to be able to empower them. And I actually do that through workshops, through plays, through books, through tours. You know, we have a Dreamers Movement tours through the nonprofit, through the profit business, through the magazine. So we touch all walks of life. So when I talk, when I minister to everyone. I'm not just to, you know, a specific group. It's targeted to everyone, anyone that I encounter with.
That's great. Now, do you have formal training in ministry work? Formal training as a minister of God's word?
Yes. I've been preaching for 5 years now. I'm an ordained evangelist, and I preach the word of God different places. Yes.
Okay. That's great then. So now you were born and you grew up in an exotic island called St. Thomas. Am I right?
In Thomas Virgin Islands. Yes.
Okay. What islands is these?
St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands.
St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. Now,
yes.
Kishma, from my education, these islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, are sometimes described as paradise on earth. Is this true?
Yes.
are they very beautiful islands? Would you like to tell us a little bit about the topography and the geography of this place that qualifies it in these superlative terms?
Well, St. Thomas is a beautiful island. Like, again, you said, it's known as the land of paradise. We have beautiful beaches there. It's a place that you can go and, you know, have refreshing, refresh yourself if you're from America and you want that next place of relaxation. That's a place that you have to go. We're very, very into, you know, Christianity down there. We believe the word of God. We have, we are people of faith in the Virgin Islands. We also connected to St. Croix and St. John. It's three islands, St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. And that's a very great place to go if you're looking for a place of relaxation.
Oh, that's nice. I'm going to find myself there one of these days. Now, pardon my ignorance, is the U.S. Virgin Islands one of the constituent states of the United States?
Say that again, please. Repeat that,
is the U.S. Virgin Islands one of the states of the United States of America?
Yes, we're part of the U.S. Yes, you're correct. We're part of the U.S. United States of America. Yes, we are.
It is a state with a government, governor, and the rest of it?
No, we're in the Caribbean, but we are part of the U.S. Virgin Islands. We are part of the United States, just like Puerto Rico. It's part of the U.S., yes, but we are our own island, but we are connected to United States of America. Correct, yes. We are citizens.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you retrace your steps back to St. Thomas's every once in a while, or you have completely disconnected with your origins?
No, I am always homesick. No. I love... I love my roots. I love St. Thomas. And I was just a couple months ago, I was called to actually speak at a women's conference, New Beginnings Conference, to empower the women in the Virgin Islands that they can become who God created them to be. And this is a new season and new doors of opportunities that God has for us to push past the old and embrace the new season that God has for us. So I just came from home and we had a great and wonderful time. God truly moved at that event, and many women that day was truly, truly empowered, and lives did change. So yes, I love to go back home.
I see. That's great. Now, was there something significant in your early beginnings in St. Thomas's in the U.S. Virgin Islands that you experienced personally that propelled you in your present direction?
Yes, growing up in the Virgin Islands, I grew up in a home that was very based, Christian based, and I had a loving father and I had a loving mom, and I also had a loving brother. But growing up in the Virgin Islands, I decided to do what I wanted to do, and I started to follow the wrong crowd. And growing up, even though I knew what was right, I still went the wrong way. And I ended up meeting a young man who was 13 years older than me, and I got pregnant. And out of what I expected my life to be, and I wanted to have a specific life, not working, you know, just doing what I wanted to do. And my life just went downhill. And then I remember one day just sitting in the bed and just praying out to God and asking God, you know, what is my purpose and what am I called to do? Because the life that I choose is not working for me. Because the crowd that I was hanging with back home, that was the in thing to do, to be with someone older than you, to let the person pay all your bills, and, you know, you could buy fancy clothes. So I thought that was life. I thought that was the right way until I had that encounter with God, and God had to verify to me that that was not the correct way of purpose. That was not the way that he created me and designed for me to do. Because my life is, I just wanted to never work for the rest of my life and just to stay home and just have fun. But God intervened and he shifted me. And that was my beginnings in the Virgin Islands. Until I came to the United States, then everything began to shift for me.
That's amazing. That must have been a very fascinating concept of what life was all about. What I mean is your inclination at that time to just be laid back and just relax, just enjoy life.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But when you come to Kishma, wouldn't that be a very, very sweet life to live? If we could just wake up every morning, have a very nice breakfast, have somebody bring in good clothes to us, give us good food, give us good money. Wouldn't that be a fantastic life?
It sure would, but that's just probably would be a fairy tale.
That would be a fairy tale life, wouldn't it?
That's what I really thought in my mind.
Yes. In any case, that is not truly living, is it?
No, and that's what I wanted. That was my dream. My dream was to never work, just to just shop till I drop. Never to work for the rest of my life, to have five kids, to be, you know, to be married, and just never didn't do anything. That was really my dream. It really was.
And then,
but that was my dream. That wasn't a God-given dream.
That's right. Then again, amazingly now, however, there you are, the beautiful Dr. Kishma George, contributing so superlatively to your world. A far cry to what was happening in the U.S. Virgin Islands, wouldn't you say?
Can you repeat that, doctor, please?
I said, now, juxtapose that time with what you are now. Now, we have the beautiful Dr. Kishma George, who is contributing superlatively to her world in a fantastic manner, and I know that you are living the life of your dreams. Am I not right?
Yes, I could say I'm living a God-given dream. Yes. I would agree.
That is fantastic. Now, at what age did you leave the U.S. Virgin Islands to come over to the United States?
I left the U.S. Virgin Islands the time at 19 years old. 19 years old. I was 19 years old, and I left the U.S. Virgin Islands, and I came to Delaware. I attended Delaware State University, where I got my psychology degree. And I never went home after that. I've just been residing in Delaware right now.
I see. So what did you major in the university?
I majored in psychology, bachelor's of psychology.
Would you say your basic knowledge and education in psychology has played a very prominent role in your life mission right now?
Yes, I would say it does play a part. During the day, I work as a social worker for the state of Delaware, and I work with families and that come into the office to actually get assistance in food stamps, Medicaid, and childcare. So I love to help people. I love to help. That is one of the gifts that I have, and that's what I do. And then I also work, you know, for the gifts I help with the nonprofit organizations as well. Yes.
Right. Now, your work as a social worker is basically predicated on your fundamental training as a psychologist. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So it's the fact that you are a psychologist that qualifies you to work as a social worker in Delaware. Is that right?
I have a psychology degree, and I work as a case manager, social worker. Correct. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, do you see yourself going beyond the work you do now as a social worker to something a little bit more advanced along the same lines in the near future?
Yes. Like right now, I am the founder of a nonprofit organization that is called Kish Home Inc. And Kish Home Inc. is a nonprofit organization that services young women in the community. We empower, we inspire women of through different workshops, etiquette, community projects, entrepreneurship, self-esteem. And my goal and the second goal and vision for the organization is to actually open up a transitional home for young women aging out of foster care. So, yes, I do see myself going farther beyond being a social worker. Yes.
Okay, Kishma, we'll take a short commercial break now. And
okay.
I'm afraid you'll have to repeat exactly what you've said about Kish Home Incorporated, because I was going to come to that. So we still have to come to that and dwell on it exhaustively. Is that clear?
Okay, thank you.
All right, then. So we just take a quick break now, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes' time. Thank you.
On Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Want more positivity in your life? Are you ready to get healthy, happy, and energized? Join the Stella Donna Goddess Gals, Cynthia Bryan, and Heather Brittany for a power hour of stimulating, supportive conversation on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. A lineup of best-selling authors, celebrities, and experts join the effervescent mother-daughter dynamic duo in this upbeat, positive, life-changing talk radio playground. Star Style, Be the Star You Are, Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Lend us your ears. It's power time.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the second episode, to the second segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Now, before we get back to our distinguished special guest, Dr. Kishma George, we have with us a brilliant and innovative inventor named Malik Scott, who is calling in to say hello to us. Malik, are you there?
Yes, I am, Doctor.
Hello, Malik. How are you doing today?
Today is a wonderful day.
Oh, wonderful. Now, Malik, would you like to introduce yourself to our distinguished special guest, Dr. Kishma George?
Yes, my name is Malik Scott, a native New Orleanian. Grew up in New Orleans and furthered my growth in the United States Navy. Since the Navy in 2002, I've supported troops in Iraq with quality of life products such as mattresses, beds, music, entertainment when they're not on a mission. When they return back to the base, they like to relax, just like we all like to relax. And I made sure that over 75,000 soldiers were able to get a piece of home while in Iraq. Since then, I've reformed myself back here in the U.S., trying to find myself and to help other people. So I was determined, and I discovered On the Go Wet Towels.
Okay, before we get now, to that, Malik, before we get to On the Go Towels, because we'll come to that. Now, how exactly did your military experience pertain to your present-day focus?
My military attributes that actually I kept is called honor, courage, and commitment. The honor is definitely honoring everyone besides myself, because I know it's not about me. It's about everyone else. The courage is having the becoming brave and believing what I instilled and from a little kid, having the courage just to do about anything. And the commitment is to stand focused.
Thank you. Kishma, as an empowerment personality and coach, do you find yourself easily relatable to what Malik Scott is talking about, courage and commitment?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You do. You can relate to it very well. Okay, very good. That means Malik is teaching us something quite authentic. Is that not so?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Very good. Okay, good. Malik, now tell us about On the Go Towels.
On the Go Towel. For the past 6 years, I've had the actual prototype already, and it was just a timing thing to sort of brainstorm and to make sure my I's are dotted and T's are crossed. And behold, in 2013, my partner and my mother, we all got together and said, hey, this is the time. This is the place. It's ready to rock and roll now. On the Go Towel is the first multi-purpose towel that happens to cool, cleans, disinfect, kill germs from any source of everyday life. If you're traveling on a train, if you're on a bus, you're a daily walker, if you're in the military, you're on patrol, it replaces soap and water. And the great Salvation Army actually deemed it as a bath in a bag.
Amazing, amazing. Now, you call it on the go. Ordinarily, if one did not see it written down on paper, one would assume you are saying on the go as in O-N-T-H-E-G-O. But the go is spelled G-E-A-U-X. I assume that this is a French word. Am I right?
Yes, it is French. Being that I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, and also I had a chance to visit Paris, France, which has a port called Orleans, Port of Orleans. So New Orleans as a heritage from Paris, France, I've kept that G-E-A-U-X into the equation for my brand name.
Well, that's fantastic because, you see, you've ended up killing so many things with one stone. You have your product, beautiful product, which is so much acceptable across the length and breadth of the United States. And yet, at the same time, you have brought in your town of origin, New Orleans in Louisiana, into the equation by branding your product essentially after your origins. Is this not correct?
That's absolutely correct.
I must be
everything, this. Yes.
This is really fantastic, Malik. I think that's a fantastic thing. Now, on a final note, Malik, what is the global mission of your product?
My global mission at this time is that over the past 2 years, I've made sure that if people needed and wanted my product. So while doing my market research, I discovered that 100% we passed the test, and also we've gotten blessed with a lot of perks, such as the NBA, the NFL, Salvation Army, a lot of homeless shelters. And at this time, we are pushing patent-pending approval for and humanitarian aid, such as water, food, and on-the-go towels. We're in a plan to reach out to the UN. We have a few big deals on the table. I can't recite their name at this point because it's non-disclosure. But humanitarian is number one. You know, we have droughts going on in California. We have a lot of issues going around global, and we would like to be a part of the necessities, food, water, and a hygiene product for everyone.
Thank you so much, Malik. This is very inspiring for our listeners all over the world. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your understandably busy schedule to be a short-time guest on our show. And I know that on the go, towels will continue grow up in bounds and even become more and more acceptable globally. Thank you so much, Malik, for being a spotlight guest on Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you, Dr. Gunnar.
Kishma, please.
Yes,
anything to say to our guest?
I just want to tell you to continue to doing the great work that you're doing, and congratulations for this very well needed. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, Malik. Listeners, thank we are you. Back to Dr. Kishma George, inspirational speaker, mentor, playwright, producer, and author. Through the Women Destined for Greatness Mentoring Program, where she is director, Kishma's mission is to inspire people to fulfill their God-given purpose. She's also the president and CEO of Kish Home Incorporated, which was founded out of a desire to make an impact in the lives of girls and women in Delaware. She is also visionary and editor-in-chief of Kish Magazine. Kishma, tell us about the nonprofit organization called Kish Home Incorporated. Tell us about it.
Well, Kish Home Inc.'s mission is to empower, inspire, heal, and guide girls and women in the community in Delaware, and also to be an aid to open up a transitional home for young women presently in or have aged out of the foster care system. Our vision is to make sure that when we provide this transitional home, that we provide a necessity tool needed so we can help them move from one transition from foster care into having stability in their lives. So that's the mission of Kish Home Inc. And the vision is right now that we're working to be an asset in the community, to be another resource, so we could really bring restoration and a safe place, a safe haven for the young women in Delaware.
I'm aware that you have a vision to build a 24-hour transitional home for these kids. What's this all about?
Yes.
Can you tell us about it?
About the vision?
No, about the 24-hour transitional home.
Right now, we're working on getting it up and running, so we're doing a lot of fundraising. Right now, the home is not up. That's the vision that we have, the part of the vision. The second part of the nonprofit organization is to get that up and running. So right now, we're working very hard with the community to be able to help us so we could be another resource in the community to help young women age out of the foster care system.
I see. That's great. You are co-author of a book titled When New Life Begins. What's this book all about?
Well, this the book, When New Life Begins, is pushing past the old and embracing the new. And a lot of times we have new areas in our lives that God wants to take us to, and we're still comfortable in staying in our comfort zone. And God is saying to us in this season that we need to embrace the newness, the new places that He wants to take us. So we have a collection of seven co-authors that actually wrote their stories as well, along with me, and that they shared different parts of their lives to be able to encourage people to embrace the new that awaits them. And that, you know, that no matter what obstacles that they face in their lives, no matter what comes their way, that God always have a new way to of life for them. There's always a new beginning of life. And also Les Brown forwarded the book for us as well.
Thank you so much. That's brilliant. Now, Kishma, we have another guest, a very important guest, as a matter of fact, and you know her. Her name is Tammy Collins McKee of Houston, Texas, and she's dropping in to say hello to you. Tammy, are you there?
Hello, everyone. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Tammy Collins McKee, and I am the business manager to your host, Dr. Yami Garnett. I hope that everyone is having an amazing day. My extreme gratitude to all of you as I share this platform with our global radio audience, even as this show beams a big spotlight on entrepreneurship. To Dr. Yami Garnett, I say you are such a remarkable radio talk show host and one of the world's most prized writers today. You are such a fascinating master of contemporary language, and it is obvious that you are well-read and well-versed man. Sir, you are simply a magnificent wordsmith and a literary master of the written and spoken word. In the same breath, I would like to express my special thanks to Brandon Jackson, executive producer, Voice America Radio Talk Show Network, Dr. Kishma George, Malene Scott, and our beloved global listeners. And I would like to say to Malink Scott, in turning yourself into a successful brand, you have marked yourself as a magnificent person. You have the mark of leadership. You have taken a bold and proactive approach in your entrepreneur endeavors. We salute your engagement with succinctly transformational concepts as a true business leader. Indeed, with your laser-like focus, your success is already guaranteed. We urge you to continue on the path of extraordinary innovation. Don't miss a moment. Continue to let your business shine, and God bless you. And to Dr. Kishma George, how are you, my sister?
I am doing wonderful, Tammy. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. We are blessed and fortunate to have you on today's show. You are a pioneering force that is building an authentic social infrastructure through the instrumentality of demonstrable, illuminating impact with your visionary and aesthetically successful magazine. You are showing uncommon compassion to the wounded and making light of the journey of light of those transitioning from foster care. You are also helping others to develop a laser-like focus and precision with regard to their life purpose. It is obvious that you are living a life of great purpose and love by donning a garment of extreme kindness. You epitomize the truth that in creating a loving and caring environment, it is the richness of our compassion and humaneness that keeps us humble and connected to the rest of humanity. You can only be held as a great pearl imbued with heavenly grace. You are definitely fulfilling a life purpose that many people do not discover. You have been blessed to be a blessing, and you have answered your clarion call with such profound articulation and strategy that your magazine is not only a commentary, but the reference point for all that is noble about humanity. Additionally, your magazine classically encapsulates all that glorious about confident womanhood. As we sincerely commend you, our prayer is that the Lord's purpose will continue to prevail in your great life. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Well,
thank you
so much, Tammy, for this wonderful message, and God bless you.
My distinct pleasure.
Thank you.
Have
so
a great
much,
day.
Tammy, I continue to remain convinced that the title that I gave you, Lady of Letters, is absolutely apt. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
My humble thanks. Thank you.
That's right. We'll take a short break now, and when we come back to the last segment, we'll go back to a few more exciting points with Dr. Kishma George. Thank you.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Can you think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the last segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. And don't forget that we have with us the beautiful Dr. Kishma George, President, Founder, and CEO of Kish Homes Incorporated, Delaware. Kishma, you are also co-author of a book called Bringing Forth the Dreamer in You. Now, how has your life changed since penning these two books? Talk about the experiences, if you will, what you have learned and how you grew.
Well, what I've learned is Bringing Forth the Dreamer in You is a compelling, inspiring, and captivating approach to releasing the God-given dream and potential love within each one of us. And I have co-authored this book with 8 other co-authors, Trina Bowers, Daniel Ashley, Mary Cooper, Nyan Collins, Ronnie Davis, Hakeem Collins, Janelle Middletown, Vincent K. Harris, and the founder, the forward again was Les Brown. And actually my part in the book was holding fast to the vision. And I learned so much as I wrote because God promised me a dream, and the dream was to be able to open up a transitional home for young women aged out of the care. And I have been working on this dream from 2008. Some days within that process, I remember when I picked up the vision in 2008, in 5 months, I dropped the vision. I went back to God and told him, I can't do it. I'm not smart enough. I don't have any money. I don't have any resources. This is not going to work. You probably need to find someone else. As months went by, I remember having a situation. And I was working with a young man, and he had just aged out of the foster care system. He had turned 18 years old. And that day, the foster mom told me that he wasn't allowed to stay in her home because he passed 18 years old. That day, I drove around Delaware, and all the shelters were full. And at the end of the day, as a worker, I was unable to actually take the young man to my home. It was against the rules working with clients. And with tears running down his face, I asked him, is there anywhere I can take you? And he said, no, I don't have anyone that I could go to. And I told him, I said, well, you have to find someplace to go because, you can't stay with me. And he turned to me, looking at me with tears running down his face. And he said, the only place I could think of is that I can sleep outside of my brother's job. And that day I remember dropping him off and he was sleeping outside. And I told him I was going to pick him up the next day because something has to be done. And when I went back home, I was twisting and turning in my bed. And the Lord again spoke to me and said, pick back up that vision that I have given you. And I remember going back to the place that I dropped the young man. He was sleeping outside, and I picked him up, and we went to the legislature in Delaware, and I was able to network with the senators, and they were able to help me find this young man a place to live in a shelter. And as an advocate, it gives me 30 days to work with him, to help him get a job, to help him get a place to live, to teach him how to cook, to teach him how to write a checking account, to help him how to open up a savings account. You know, I taught him how to drive. And I picked the vision up and I said, okay, God, I'm going to do it your way. And I've been working in the vision ever since. And that was my part of the story, is just to be able to listen to the voice of God as he gives you a vision. It's not about you. It's about someone else. It's about helping making the community a better place. It's about making, empowering someone and inspiring someone that they can go forth in their God-given dreams. So that was my part in the book, to just hold on to your vision no matter how long it takes. Even if you want to give up, even if you want to drop the ball like I did drop the ball, but I picked it back up again. And as I continue to pick the ball back up again, God begins to order my steps. The doors begin to open. He begins to place me with the right people at the right time. God begins to download ideas and strategies to me. I begin to open up the magazine company, the books begin to come out, the plays begin to line up, the Dreamers tour begin to fall through, you know, go through, the empowerment calls. As I begin to pick the dream back up again, God begins to move on my behalf. So I encourage everyone that when you read this book, it's so many inspirational stories that will help you wherever you are with your dream to go forth in this season.
Thank you so much, Keish. This is most inspiring, most motivating. Now, we have another brilliant caller from Houston, Texas. My very good friend, Eugene Michael. Eugene, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Yami, I'm here. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am doing magnificent. Thank you.
Fantastic. I just want to say, first of all, again, my profound appreciation for you continuing the legendary tradition of bringing forth to the world life champions of human empowerment. Commendations and congratulations to you, Ms. Brandi Jackson, and of course, Ms. Tammy Collins Marquis. And I would like to say a special thanks and profound appreciation to your distinguished guest, who is demonstrating by her life example something that I feel is the key to a better world. I think I would speak for all of us by saying that the key to a better world is better people. Could I get a consensus on that?
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Absolutely right. Absolutely.
Okay,
right.
And then we see, to have a better world, each one of us in the sight of God has the responsibility to love thy neighbor in the sense of having a passion for compassion. And I think the great testimony that your distinguished guest just finished giving about the young man that had no one except one human being that was committed at that moment and that time to change that person's life. Now, that means that even though we can't do everything as individuals, it does not mean that we shouldn't do anything. And that if we can change one person's life, it is the beginning of the changing of the world at large. And I want to commend and give profound appreciation to Dr. Krishna George and say that we want to continue to support in prayer and in purpose and in practice your great work. And if there is anything that we can do to help give strength to your hands by grace of God, we look forward to rolling up our sleeves and bending our knees in the service of this great cause. Congratulations and eternal thanks, Dr. George.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, and we look forward to continuing to see and support your vision. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, Eugene. Kishmer, are you working on any new projects right now? Can you tell us about it, current or previous things that include where you'll be speaking next in the next few weeks?
Well, yes, I have a couple of coming projects. We have an empowerment call, which is tonight. I will be posting it on Facebook. We have Prophetess Tracy Quintana will be on, our guest. And then April the 13th, I will be speaking on the When Your Life Begins empowerment call. And the topic is Dreaming the Dream. And also, I will be on Channel 28 in Delaware, April the 7th. And we'll be talking about the conference. We have the Queens in You conference. And I will be one of the main speakers on April the 4th at 11 o'clock in Delaware, the Queen in You.
Brilliant. That's a pretty fascinating itinerary you have in front of you.
Yeah.
All I can say is I wish you the very best in all these projects. And I know the very best, which is in you, will always manifest as you go through these programs. Now, what two things do you think you could leave with our listeners today to take away from this show, which will empower them?
Well, I would say is when you have a dream, walk by faith and not by sight. That no matter what your circumstances may look like, know that if God gives you a vision, He will truly bring the provision. Don't look in the natural, but keep your eyes stayed on God, and God will lead you and guide you. God will orchestrate your steps, that you will be at the right place at the right time. And in due season, your dreams will manifest and come to life.
Thank you so much. Now, tell me, Kishma, how can our people get in touch with you?
You can reach me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Dr. Kishma George, or you can visit my website at KishmaGeorge.com. You can hit the magazine at KishMagazine.com, or you can visit the nonprofit organization at KishHomeInc.org.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kish.
Thank you.
Listeners, we have come to the end of today's episode of Dream the Life. Live the dream, and don't forget we've had with us the beautiful, elegant and brilliant Dr. Kishma George, president and founder of Kish Homes Incorporated, visionary and founder of Kish Magazine Online and Imprint. It's been a brilliant 1 hour with us, and my prayer for you, Kish, is really quite simple. May the best you have seen up till now be the worst you'll ever see in your life. Can I have an amen to that?
Amen.
Amen, and God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest today, and we look forward to having more brilliant time with you sometime in the future. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. I had a great time. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. God bless. I love you.
Thank you so much.
Again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.